Well, as they say in the industry, I'm going to start. Friends, welcome back to another week of Chit Chat About Nothing in Particular. My name is DJ.
And my name is Darren, and it's time to pat ourselves on the back and, you know, cup and cuddle our tiny little balls because yeah. We are ahead in episode. We are recording in advance. It's time to break out the big ol' bottle of Foley wine.
That's not real wine.
Bring it on.
That's real wine. Hey, what's up? That's not fair. I have to drive. I can't just go get... whatever. I don't think I even have liquor in this house.
At this point, I would like everyone to vote in the comments. If Darren is drinking the end of a bottle of wine, how will the end of this episode be?
Oh, God. I'm so mad at you and also so happy that you decided to not even kind of let me in on this until you started drinking the bottle.
I even purposely faked you out. I made tea when I didn't feel like drinking tea. So before the episode, I could tell you I made tea so you wouldn't know I'd be grabbing a bottle of wine.
Fuck you! Actually, okay. Also, I'd like to point out that this week's overly quiet swear words are brought to you by the letter I received from my landlord about yelling swear words in my home.
I feel bad.
Well, don't feel bad. It's my fault. I did it. And I'm the one who has to pay for these crimes.
We're gonna call them whisper words now.
Well, it's fun because me and Alexa have been trying to decide on other words that I should use, alternatives to swear words, really. So, alternatives to the word... fuck. Alternatively, I'm a big fan of Phineas and Ferb, and also fire truck, because you get all the same like consonant sounds. Because I've been trying to figure this out, because like I've been trying to break this down ever since my my landlord like contacted me and was like, hi, me and my 4-year-old child can hear you swearing. I was like, ah, geez Louise, is what I said. And Jiminy Crickets, indeed. And I was like, okay, let's think about this. Why do I feel compelled to swear? I've realized that really at the core of it feels good. That's basically, it's just a good mouth feel. Like, those are the words that are... like,
I mean, you also really enjoy just the notion of corrupting children. And instead of swearing, if you still want to corrupt the children, you could scream, you know, inadequate theories from a subpar history textbook. Maybe something that's not quite racially apt nowadays. Just a little off color.
I'd really rather not. But that's the thing. So I was trying to find words that felt as good. Man, you are just... throwing that wine so far back into your throat. Like, it's...
I might regret this. I drink maybe 4 times a year.
Yeah, you don't do that often. Anyway, I'll
really
keep going.
Don't. I work tomorrow.
You work tomorrow?
I do, at like 6 in the morning.
Good thing we record at like 8 at night.
I plan on having a 12-hour nap after this.
Anyway, so I basically like... oh, hold on. Sorry. Just some quick math. You cannot sleep for 12 hours after this. You will not get to work on time. I just feel like I should let you know that.
What if I break up my 12-hour nap over 3 days and call it sleep?
Oh, yeah. That's just called... I mean, so far, from what I can tell, that's just university.
Continue.
So, again, at the core of things, swearing feels good in my mouth, and that's why I like it. So, I needed to come up with words that felt as good to say. Hence, fire truck. It has all of the same sounds, but I don't say the fuck word. Okay, so...
yeah. Well, have you tried the tip of my toes, my teeth, and my nips?
No, because that's a vocal exercise gone horribly wrong. That's not a thing I can yell...
I mean, you could always try the Moyle's job gone horribly wrong.
I don't know what that means. Don't just wink at
the
me
Moyle's
and drink
the
your
man
wine.
Who walks into a baby's room with a scalpel and gets paid for it instead of going to jail.
Okay. That's... okay, that's fine. anyway, what I've been building up to that is not worth any of the build-up is one of the things I've started yelling out loud while I play video games and get frustrated is ham sandwich. And it's going pretty okay so far. I haven't gotten yelled at.
If you get really, if you really want to add to it, you could start adding toppings to the sandwich, like ham and cheese, or my personal favorite, ham, cheese, and white leavings.
Good, good stuff. So if it's, you can't drink tea and wine at the same time. I'm sorry. I don't want to.
I can try.
I don't want to focus this podcast too much on the stuff that our listeners can't see. But you're literally trying to double fist and drink simultaneously wine and Earl Grey.
I call it twine, and it ties up my insides.
Oh, wow. I'm sick. I'm sick now. You're drinking wine at 8 o'clock on a Monday, and I'm sick.
Welcome to Thomas the Stank Engine. We going off the rails today.
Okay, how many episode titles are you trying to create in under a minute?
Huh? No, I just try to throw out the English language as fast as possible.
Good. And now I think it's time for us to move on to a regular, definitely weekly, definitely established segment called You Can't Just Say That, Darren. Okay, so this is a segment I've developed recently based around texts that Darren sends me. And what I've decided to do is instead of giving him any prior advanced knowledge of it, I'm just going to call him out. On
I stand
the podcast
by what I've
for
sent
it.
You.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
What did I say?
But what I'm saying is that the purpose of this segment is for me to call out texts or messages that you send in my direction that I'm just supposed to deal with without context. Here's the one that I have for this week, and what you have to do is explain yourself. Okay? Here we go. All it says is, I put a sandwich on a camera tripod. Thumbs up. So
huh?
Talk
oh,
to
that
me.
Was a response to you. You were telling me that you were going to take a little while, and my response was what I was doing at that particular time.
I said, how do you feel about recording? You said, always. I said, I need time to grab food, but I should be good in about a half hour. You said, you got it. I said, I just figured I would text before I did all that, so I knew what lay on the other side for me. And you just told me that you put a sandwich on a camera tripod. What does that mean?
Look back at your phone.
Did you just text me again?
Or my data might not be catching. I just sent you a picture. I
oh
took a picture.
Oh, my God. No, it is. It's just a picture of a mostly eaten sandwich on a camera tripod next to
if
the bottle
of
wine
of it,
he is currently
balance,
drinking,
right?
Might I add. So, good. Huh. All right.
Actually, to be fair, this bottle of wine has lasted me a very long time and has been drank by multiple people over the course of 4 occasions.
He's trying to justify it because it's a 1.5 liter of Naked Grape, just in case anyone's curious.
It's a Chardonnay, and I've probably had probably half of a small Dixie cup since we've started recording.
Okay.
And there's probably another Dixie cup's worth in here. Like, it's not a ton of wine, and I'm 24, so I think it's fair.
I still just really enjoy this vibe that you've decided to create for this week's recording environment.
I just like drinking really small things out of really large packages.
Yep. Okay, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I need to tell you more food delivery stories because this is driving me insane.
You go for it.
This is going to maybe take some thinking, and I've decided to tell you this story now in case that wine really jumps straight into your brain in like 15 minutes.
Oh, I sure hope it does.
Yeah, I sure hope it does too. I just don't have a lot of faith in your sobriety at this point, so I'm going to tell this now because if you get even kind of drunk and I try to explain this to you, all I'm going to get back is, huh? So here we go.
Okay.
I had to deliver food to an apartment, so you know what those are? Great, so we're all caught up. It was apartment 302.
Okay.
That means it's on the third floor. Great. Mm-hmm. So we've gotten this far. I get in the elevator and I hit 3. Nothing wrong so far. The elevator opens. I'm on the third floor. Great. I've done it. I walk out and there's a sign that says this way for apartments 301 through 307. And I'm like, good. That's what I want because as far as I know with how numbers work, 2 falls somewhere between 1 and 7. So I decide
at
to venture off
checking.
That way. Which might I add, is some of the most helpful thing ever, because sometimes I will get off the elevator. There will be no sign. I can't see any of the numbers on the doors. And it's like, I live in 427. I'm like, that's kind of a high number. I wonder what direction that is. And it's like, I have to walk for a bit before I find anything out. So this
I can't
building,
imagine, just a slight pin in that, I cannot imagine ordering food from an upper level apartment without going to the base of the building to meet the person delivering the food.
Okay, so let's talk about this for a second. It's pretty 50-50, honestly. People
That's
will either just say, I'll buzz you in and meet you in the lobby, or they'll say, call. I shouldn't say 50-50. There's a lot of options. Sometimes they'll say, call when you're in the parking lot. I will come out of the building because they don't want to buzz me in at all. I'm like, cool, I could be a criminal. I get it. Because Skip the Dishes will hire anyone, I guess. And, you know, sometimes I will get invited right up to their door, and that's fine. I don't ever get invited in. It never goes past that, because I'm not, like, the guy giving them weed who's like, here's your weed. Can I also play Mario Kart with you? Like, that's not how I roll. I just, I kind of roll up, give them the food, and then leave. Anyway, I'm off.
Has anyone ever said, I'm going to open my window and just see if you can throw it up?
One time a dude was hanging out on his first floor balcony, and first floor does not mean ground level, friend.
No, it does not.
It means about a floor up, I'd say, if I had to guess. And he fucking had the audacity to say, meet me in the parking lot. And I got out of my car, stepped out of my vehicle with the bag, and I was like, where is... And he whistled, and I was like, hey, fuck you, first of all, because... just wave and make a noise. Yeah. Don't whistle at me like I'm some dog. But, you know, I looked and started wagging my tail, and I headed towards him. And he was like, hey. And I was like, hey. And I was just having this, like, internal, like, you're kind of high up. And he really did just, like, lean over his banister, like, uncomfortably towards me. And I was like, oh, you do just want to do this. Okay. So I, like, unzipped it, handed the bag to him. And then I was like, you also bought a vitamin water. He's like, oh, yeah, sick. And he leaned back and had to reach even farther because the vitamin water didn't have handles like the bag of noodle box did. It was a whole experience. Anyway. So that's a great... I'm glad that you brought that, because I wouldn't have even thought to tell that story in this podcast, but I'm really glad that you just accidentally brought that to the table. Sweet. I get off the elevator. I'm looking for apartment 302. I follow the sign that says 301 to 307.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to... Because I made a list at the time. I am going to tell
you... checking
it
twice.
Yep. I'm big and fat and with a white beard, and I've got all the toys for the kids. That's how that song goes, actually. I started following the sign that said 301 to 307, and in this order, these are the numbers on the doors that I saw. Please pay attention. 309L. 308L. Not off to a good start. 414B. Okay, that's not the right floor for that. 412B. No. Okay, so where's 413B? Nobody knows. 214B. Okay, we're just completely playing fucking Calvin ball with the way these numbers work now, I guess. And then I got to 311L. And I'm like, why aren't you on the other side of 309L? I started descending down 309, 308, and then I got into the 400s
naturally.
You drop
the food in the hallway, you point at the door, and you start screaming, no! No!
I almost called them. I went back to the elevator. I double-checked where I was. I went the other way where it said apartments 308 to 316. I started walking that way. I found 308, 309. They didn't have L's, but I found this, that. Yep, great. And I was like, okay. So I went back the other way, passed all those ridiculous numbers again. And then...
Yep, said I had a Cookie Monster.
And then the next number I saw was 301. And I was like, okay. And then 302 was right after it. And I was like... What was all that garbage before? What were you trying to do to me? It's the worst. Like, if I lived in that building and I walked past that garbage every day, I would have put in the notes for my delivery driver, hey, just so you know, it's going to feel like you're on acid when you're looking at all the door numbers, but you're fine. Just please keep walking. Like, I would have acknowledged it, and I'm really frustrated that they didn't. Yeah, I don't know, man. It was just a whole... Man, the way you just... The way you drink that wine is so genuinely distracting. And I think you intend for it to be, and I think that's the worst part about it.
I think I figured out the way, which is the most... In the same way that a class clown would disrupt a small class of being taught how to count the alphabet, yep. I distract human adult males. from their TV computer screens.
No, you crushed it. You don't want to take a second take on that. Hey, you feel good about it. All right. here's another thing that happened while I was...
His spine is warm. I had to plant it so that you wouldn't see me put it down in my webcam, and it got warm.
Wow, that's what you deserve, frankly. here's kind of a quick, simple thing. The other day, I was walking downtown Victoria, and I saw a sign, and it said, "Caution, workers working above." And I was like, what else would they be doing? Like, why not just work above or workers above? Like, why... But workers on their smoke break specifically right now. Like,
work. Caution. Work happens.
Caution. Some people work here. Oops.
Well, you just have a big old orange sign that says, look up.
Check it out. What do you think they're doing? Maybe one of them will have a ball out.
just one, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Why would you have more than one? It's cold.
Yeah. Like, what if two construction workers each had one nipple out and it just got really icy because their body could tell that one nipple was really cold, and then they jousted the two erect icy nipples? Yes. Nip jousting.
Yeah, nip jousting.
And then
sure.
that's what a nip tuck is what the loser the nipple tucks back in. Hi, I'm Darren. I've had like a cup of wine.
Hi, I've had one cup of wine. How are you? I think it would be fantastic if we could all approach every social situation by describing exactly about how much fluid, whatever it is, or how much food we have in our body at the time, so that somebody just has a little bit of context for maybe the way you're behaving.
Hi, like, I'm Jerry. I'm 37, and I've had 3 cups of milk.
Hi, I'm Donna. I'm 42, and I just had shrimp for lunch. Like, okay.
Hi, I'm Sandy. I'm 36, and I just drank an entire cabinet of Pepto-Bismol.
This is like the worst episode of MTV's Next I've ever heard.
I don't even know what that is.
Next was this show where on MTV, I don't know tons about it, but it was like basically a bunch of young college-aged people would... Like, they would all be coming off a bus, and there would be, like, this one girl who was like, I'm looking for a boy, and it's going to be pretty serious. But it's like, but you're on MTV, so it's not. And then she would just, like, the guys would come off the bus or whatever, and they'd be like, what's up? And their whole thing was, they would say their name, their age, and a fun fact, but it was, like, MTV in the early 2000s or the late 90s, I forget which. And so some of the shit they said was just, like, the most absurd. It was just like, what's up? I'm Derek, I'm 34, and I love 2 Chainz. Except, let's go over how bad I just fucked up that joke. So, 34 is not how old you are when you're in college, usually. 2 Chainz wasn't around. I could have just done the joke again. I could have edited it out. I edit the podcast. I could have fixed that, but I didn't. I didn't feel like it. Frankly,
I could really feel the raw sexual energy just coming off of you as you stepped out of the front of that limo, DJ.
Anyway, so the thing is, the whole point of why it was called that is that they would be on the date, and at any given point during the date, if the girl wasn't feeling it, she literally just said, next, and he had to leave, and then the next guy came in. That's just how it worked. It was super weird.
Can I suggest a better way to keep the girl from saying next?
Can you suggest a way to fix the television show Next from MTV from
No, this show's perfect. Ago? What you do is you walk out, and instead of saying your name is DJ, you should say that your name is Master King Stallions.
Right. And you think she'll be more inclined to hang out with me longer if I admit that my name is not really what it is, but that thing that you just said with your mouth.
Yeah, because you'll want to know what you're the master at, why you're a king, and what the stallions are. Wine time. Wine's all gone.
Wine's all gone.
I like how I usually just pick words out of my brain in the air, but... Wine, you know how your brain has little bridges between things that make sense? So, like, balls are round. Mine knocks out a few of those for me.
A few of your bridges a little bit burned, hey?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. You know... How... mm-hmm. How are you feeling? Like, just sort of in
happy
general.
Happy sleepy.
Happy sleepy, hey?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good. I'm glad to hear it, honestly. The other day... Oh, you know what? No. Let me tell you something. I have another... and if you have anything to add to this segment, please feel free. But I got some weird stuff. You want to hear about some weird stuff?
I do like a tasty weird stuff.
I think I'm a really big fan of this theme we have going with weird stuff, where we specifically haven't put Google in the title of the segment, but this shit's about Google. Okay. Today, I got a notification from Google that said... I forget where I was, honestly, but it came up and it said, "Hey, have you been here? We need some human help." And then it had a big smiley face.
That happened to me, too. And I was like, "No thanks, can't help."
And I was like, it's so weird how Google is just, like, digging into this whole premise that the entire thing is run by one giant sentient robot that can't feel. It's just like, "I need help, please, from humans."
It's like, I just imagine the computer from Star Trek is doing all this amazing stuff, and it's like transporting you from the planet up to the ship, and then you get there, and it's like, "I need help," and you just look over, and the little screen on the Star Trek ship says, "Now, which of these pictures have stop signs in them?"
You know, one time I had to verify an account online for that kind of thing, and I had to identify, like, 27 separate pictures of, like, which one of these has cars in it. And I was like, am I fucking this up? Or is it, like, what
no,
is happening?
I'll tell you what it is, because it used to be, like, ask a fum kabwa. And you're like, ah, the good old English saying, ask a fum kabwa. And you say it, and it goes, human. And you move on with your life. But now it's like, hey, we want cars to drive themselves. So we're going to ask you all the secrets questions, like, what are stop signs in other cars, so that we know.
That's so bizarre.
Now, it would really suck if, instead of doing it beforehand, all of these were done in real time. And so, if you didn't answer the captcha right then, some self-driving car in, like, India would just go straight through a stop sign.
It's like, please find the stop sign. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Or if it doesn't double check it, so you just check that some guy holding a hot dog is a stop sign. And so somewhere in the middle of New York City, a car just stops every other block.
That would be so ridiculous. Okay. Speaking of ridiculous, and speaking of unsolved mysteries, because that was definitely what we were talking about. Listen. So I was trying to buy an old Game Boy Tetris game off a guy on the Facebook Marketplace.
Right.
His name was David. Now, I don't know how familiar you are with the Facebook Marketplace.
With you? I know your name's David.
Yeah, no, and it's great. You're doing a great job. So, the wine hasn't burned the bridge of my name, so that's nice. I tried to buy this old Game Boy Tetris game, and the thing with Facebook Marketplace, how it works is they've really developed, like, Facebook really dug into this whole, like, people want to sell stuff on Facebook niche thing, and they, like, made it super accessible so that you can, like, click on an item and then it automatically messages them and says, "Is this available?" And it automatically creates a little messenger conversation with the person, and it names the conversation for you. It says their name dash what they're selling, and it said David is selling, you know, the Game Boy game. And I was like, okay, cool. And then, here's the thing, I didn't buy the game. That's okay. I went back to the conversation the other day, and it was like, David is selling this Game Boy game, but then I realized that partway through the messages I was getting from him, his name changed to Dylan. Like, how weird is that? Like, David just became Dylan.
Oh, man, identity crisis on infinite Earths.
I know, man. Like, it was so bizarre. It was like... It was close, though. That was the thing, right? Is that a lot of similar letters, and I was just like, was I wrong the whole time? And the top of the conversation is like, nah, you wanted to buy a Game Boy game from David. remember when you talked to Dylan about it? I'm like, right, no, for sure. Like,
that's... Oh, that is a tasty biscuit, isn't it?
I quite enjoyed it a lot, yeah. It was good mm-hmm. stuff.
Do you know what else is a tasty biscuit?
Good music?
My Seed.
Okay, stop. And this week, I'm really mad now.
I'm going to be recommending Seed, the band.
Oh my god.
So it is spelled Seed, S-E-E-E-D.
I really thought you were going to stop on it's spelled Seed. And I was like, no, it's not. Tell them how it's spelled.
It is a German hip-hop reggae band, and that's as weird as it gets. I had to be a little creative with the Spotify recommendations because there's some pretty poorly translated English versions on Spotify when they're a German
weird.
Band. And the German's way better, and it's like they got in a different dude who could speak English to sing the English, and it's bad.
Oh, he sounds so not the same and so not as good.
Yeah. I sent DJ comparing versions before we recorded, but the ones I will recommend that do have some of the fruity German goodness still in there are Ding, Aufstehen, and Dein Zeit, which I will send you the links to, are the words of, because I said German words, and those can be spelled non-English ways.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. And you might recognize a certain CeeLo Green on one of those.
A certain CeeLo Green.
I don't know. There could be more.
And this week to the table, I am going to bring a band that, I got to be honest, when I was thinking about what to recommend this week, I was going through, and I'm going to do it again, because gosh, I am just so paranoid and I am so in shock. No, I definitely haven't recommended them. Okay, yep, I guess I have to do it. Wolfpack. And I'm not sure how many people are aware of Wolfpack or
Holy
what the
shit,
deal
I
is.
Almost recommended them.
Really?
Yes.
I'm not sure how many people are aware. It'll be interesting to compare what songs you might have recommended from Wolfpack. Here's the thing. I could do a whole separate recommendation on Wolfpack another time. This time I'm focusing specifically. I chose an album, which is how I decided to do it with certain artists where I could go all day talking about different...
Yeah, you really like, got to rein it in.
I
so
could really pull
back.
From the... So in order to kind of make this a little bit easier on myself, specifically the album Thrill of the Arts. And here's the thing about this album.
That was the album I was going
to
go with.
Oh, that's terrifying. So one of the songs, so I got four songs to recommend. I would be very interested if you had written down what songs you were going to recommend so that we could test whether or not. Okay. Well, that's fine. One of the reasons I love Thrill of the Arts is actually one of the songs I'm going to recommend, obviously, is that it starts out in the most kind of bizarre way to me, which is a song called Welcome to Wolf Records, which, if I had to put it into concise words as a description, would be, it's a sitcom opening for an album that doesn't make any sense. Like, it's so bizarre.
That's one of my favorite songs.
I know.
It's such a perfect way to wake up.
It's so fun. Welcome to Wolf Records is one of the coolest just vibes ever. And then I'm pretty sure it's the next track on the album. Correct me if I'm wrong. But Back Pocket, the Vocaloid, not Vocaloid, but like these effects that they have on the vocalist for Back Pocket and a few other songs throughout their discography is just gorgeous. And it's so good. And Back Pocket is such a groovy song. And like, honestly, I could cap off with an umbrella term for all of Wolfpack. Like, quote, this is such a groovy song. That's their whole deal. Like, their entire aesthetic is neo-soul groove funk. It's just, I'm on a huge funk kick right now again, and I haven't been in a long time, and I'm so happy about it. So, welcome to Wolf Records, Back Pocket. Speaking of funk, Funky Duck is simultaneously, like, hilarious, and it's just so enjoyable in so many different ways. It's a genuinely good song.
The whole band is so uplifting.
Well, and it's such
and
a bizarre, like, the Funky Duck is just this song about a person or a literal duck. I don't know. One of the lines to express how funky this duck is they say he gave the first TED Talk. That's one of the lyrics in this song, and I'm like, what does that have to do with anything that we're talking about here. It doesn't, and that's the best part. That's why Wolfpack is so amazing. And I had to go to Four Psalms because, and this is a bit of a seasonal recommendation, and by that I mean not the season we're in. If you are sick and tired, 8 months down the line, if you are sick and tired of Jingle Bells and all that other crap that's floating around, I'm not saying it's all bad, I'm just saying you get sick of it, turn on Wolfpack's Christmas in LA, and it will make you rethink what a Christmas Carol could potentially be. Like, I firmly believe that Christmas in LA by Wolfpack is an actual song that's in rotation on my legitimate Christmas playlist now, and I couldn't be happier. It's so fun. Don't get me wrong, you can totally listen to it when it's not Christmas, because it's a dope song.
That's blasphemy, and you should be burned at three different stakes.
You're right. Three different stakes. Rare, medium rare, and blue.
Well, not blue. You said you wouldn't curse.
Right. Sorry. Darren, do we have a minute for our sponsors right now?
Yeah, this week is brought to you by that warm, burny tummy feeling when you have two cups of wine on an empty stomach and your mom's third cousin, twice removed.
My name is DJ.
And my name. It's Darren.
Jackass. This is Friends with Microphones. Show that to your uncle.
Happy wine.